Okay. This maimed you can literally summarize in one word, and the word is Rosh. Now, obviously, there's complexity to this maimed, because there'd be no complexity to this maimed if there would be only Rosh, and there'd be no other issues. There would be no purpose. There'd be no avoida. And the maimed, the first allusion to Rosh in this maimed is Kisisas Rosh b'nei Yisrael. How come by Machtas HaShekel it begins by saying, this is a Shkolem Maimer, Kitisas Rosh B'nei Yisrael, when you should count the heads of B'nei Yisrael. What's wrong with saying Kitisas B'nei Yisrael? What's Kitisas Rosh? And Emes is a lot of the Maimorim ask the question on the word Kitisa. Since when does Kitisa, which means to lift up, have to do with count? But what's up Rosh B'nei Yisrael? So the Maimer goes into a discourse on Rosh. And you have three roshes. This whole maimer can be summarized in three roshes. The first rosh is a chochamenu v'roshay. The second rosh is v'gula roisha. And the third rosh is enemdim l'spalal al mitech kevid rosh. That's it. That's the whole maimer. That's the whole maimer. Except, of course, from the beginning and the end. So you have hachochamenu v'roshay. You have v'gula roisha. And you have and in each case, we have two translations to the word Resh. The first translation to the word Resh goes on the Shekhinah. And the second translation to the word Resh, that Resh goes on the Makifim of the Neshama, the higher Madregis of the Neshama, the Pnimiyas of the Neshama. Okay? And let's go through them one at a time. And God should forgive me, and you'll have to forgive me. That's how I'm going to present it to you, in the order that I just gave it. Okay? It says in the Pasuk, Achocha v'ne v'resh. And the Rebbe, tangentially, coincidentally, correlates the Pasuk with the Maimech Hazal. Ezeu chocham haroya es haneled. And the Rebbe said the word Ezeu chocham es haroya es haneled, as opposed to Hashemei es haneled, or Hameven es haneled, is precisely the same chiddush as Achocha v'ne v'resh. Okay, now what's the first translation of Achocha v'ne v'reishe? So first the Hakdama. What's the Nekud of Achocha v'ne v'reishe? What's the Zeh Achocha v'reis ha'neilet? If you look into the future, instead of living in the present, what they call in our society, immediate gratification, you look at the big picture. And when you look at the big picture, you're mechashev schar mitzvah keneged hafseida, and schar aveda keneged hafseida, how terrible an aveda is. You mentioned to me, the Rebbe mentions an idea that avedas are forever. On the other hand, the schar mitzvah gvaldik. And of course, to be a true Yirei Chet, like Rav Shimon ben Asanel that he brings. Rav Shimon ben Asanel's midah was Yirei Chet. And therefore he said that Yirei Saneilod, a Yirei Chet means you're not afraid of the punishment. You're afraid of the Aveda itself. Because you appreciate how valuable mitzvahs are and how self-destructive Avedas are. Which is why not only you won't do an Aveda, but you'll be nizid and dikta kalsal divrei seferim and the fnimishur sadin and kath jachad b'mutalach. There's no limit to your piety when you are harayes haneila techocham eino bereishe, and you anticipate the real schar mitzvah kenegid avseida and the real schar avere kenegid avseida. So when you have real yiras chait, you don't do any avedas. But what's the motivation of yiras chait? Zeh chocham. I'm sorry. Hachocham eino bereishe. So the first translation that I'm giving you, which is in the Maimer second, hachocham eino bereishe. Shchinta the Sharia Reshe, Tanya Perek Lamed Hei. Everybody knows on top of a person's head, the Shechina rests. And you have to feed the Shechina. Now, of course, I hope everybody understands that the Shechina doesn't need to be fed. The Shechina is sated. You're not hungry. And can't finish get messed. When you say you have to feed the Shechina, you have to feed the fuel that links the Shechina to the person. And you certainly don't want to do an Aveda, which is going to frighten the Shechina away. So, Achocha Meino Bereshe. When a person focuses on Man De Sharia Reshe, which goes on the Shechina, and you don't want to frighten the Shechina away, Tutnish Kein Avedas. Because you do an Aveda, you'll frighten the Shechina away. What's the connection between Shechina and Rosh? So, he brings a postuk, V'yavar Malkum Lefneim V'havaya Bereshem. Right, Mashiach is going to come. Their king will go before them. Vahavaya bereishim, via their head. So reishim goes on the Shechina. The way I understand it is Havaya is higher than Shechina. Because Yidden have Shechina bereishim, they also have Havaya. But be that as it may, what's the taich? HaChocham Eino Bereisha. The Chocham sees the Shechina which is on his head, and he wants to keep the Shechina on his head. And, of course, as a result, have a Shaychas to Havaya, Kutcha Berichu also. And Chas V'Shom, to frighten the Shechina away, Tutin Nishkeina Avedis. The second taich in HaChocham Eino Bereisha, there goes in the Makifim of the Neshama. HaChocham Eino Bereisha means in order to have the perspective of Reyes HaNeilat, which stops you from doing any Aveda, makes you particular about doing mitzvahs, to the point that there's no such thing which is too small, too inconsequential. So the Rebbe says, Vos epes hachocham einov bereishi. The idea that you see that you have makifim of the neshama, why is negeh dafka makifim shebe neshama, as why is negeh riyah? So he says, like a gevaldike gedank. I mean, this is an idea which, of course, you know from Chassidus. But he spells it out here in the Vedika terms. And that is that a lot of times you have good forces that have equal and opposite evil forces. Like, for example, arguments of Seichel. Someone is a Seichel Meteiro Mitzvah based on arguments of Seichel. For every argument of Seichel pro, there can be an argument of Seichel con. And since Hareyas and Nelet, since a Chacham Eino Bereisha is a Yerei Chet that doesn't fall, is a Simen, that he is fortified, that he is strengthened, that he has a koyach from such a madrege where there's no liyumazah. Where is there a koyach aliki in the person which has no liyumazah? This is dafkin, the makifim of the person. And therefore, hachocham eino bereshi, in order to have the reyes hanelet, which makes you into legitimate yirei chet, it's not enough to see or to hear with your Kaycha Chochmo or Kaycha Bina. You have to connect to your Makifim of the Neshama, where there's no Liyumazeh. And from the Madrega of the Neshama, where there's no Liyumazeh, it's not Shaychas a person should do another. So that's the first tandem of Roish. The first tandem of Roish is Hachocham Eino Bereisha. Number one, Shechinta Deshaya Reisha. And number two, HaChocham Eino Bereisha means a person taps into his own Pnimiyus HaNeshama. Why dafka Pnimiyus HaNeshama has to be such a madrega and the Neshama with this Nola Yumas? Go ahead. He doesn't say. Attached Nishtois, maybe later, but in the initial, in other words, in Pedic Beis, where this is discussed, he doesn't say. Then comes another tandem of Reish. The second tandem of Reish has to do with the Nevu of Zechariah, right? Which we say, by the way, Chanukah, and also Pachas Baalecha, right? I saw a Meneda which is fully of gold. There's seven candles on. Of course, it goes in all the seven categories of Neshamas, that even the lowest Yid is also shtick gold, right? The Gula al Reish. V'gul al reisha. It's v'gul al reisha. So he brings two taichin in v'gul al reisha. Let's see if we can maintain the uniformity of order. In other words, I'm going to give you the second taich first again, because this is the way it works in what's negiah to us in the mind. V'gula goes on the geula. V'gula. The geula happens al reisha. Because since when Yidden were in galus, the Shechina was with them in galus. And the Shechina is certainly going to go out of Golos. Since the Shechina is going to go out of Golos, he's going to schlep Yidden with them. So the Gula, that even though Yidden find themselves in Golos, they should know already it is going to be a Gula, because Al Reisha, the Shechina is with them in Golos. And when the Shechina goes out of Golos, Yidden are going to go out of Golos together with them. That's the first Taichin Reisha. So Reisha goes on the Shechina, and the Gula means the Gula. Why is the Sof Kol Sof going to be a Geula? Because since the Shechina is with us in Golos, and the Shechina is certainly going to leave the Golos with us, so therefore, it's a Geula Reisha. Then there's the second type of Geula Reisha. The Geula goes on the Golos. And the Geula Reisha means that even when Yidden find themselves in Golos, the Pintel Yid is connected to the Mevishn. Right? He brings Afal Gav, Zimnin, the Ozlis, Hocha V'Hocha, Duknoi, Ishtar Bach L'Yolam. The Neshama can fly hither and thither. There is an akuda, there's a pintle, there's an akuda sayyadus, that in the lowest Jew, in the darkest galus, is still loyal to the Mevishn. So again, the first taich of Gula Reisha is the Geula has to do with the fact of Reisha, the Shechina, the Rosh and Galus. And the second Daitch of a Gula HaReisha means that even while Yidden are in Golos, the Pintle Yid is always loyal to the Mabish. And of course, the Rebbe right away links the two. It's kind of obvious that because even when Yidden find themselves in Golos, they have a Pintle Yid which is godly no matter what it is. Therefore, you have the Vegula Lashon Geula Al Reisha, that when the Shechina is going to go out of Golos, Yidden are going to go out of Golos together with the Shechina, and he connects it to Yetzias Mitzrayim, that because the Eibishter was Hashem Elokeichem in Mitzrayim, therefore the Eibishter takes Yidden out of Mitzrayim. So you have an alignment, if you will, right? If Achacham Eina B'Roishai means the Shechina, this is connected to the first shot in Vegula Al Reisha, the Gula happens because the Shechina is Ros and Golos and going out of Golos. And if it's a chacham ein a bereshe, the pintle yid, the makifim of the neshama, this linked to the gula arayisha, the Eden, when yidin find themselves in Golos, they still a pintle yid, which gets maybe no matter what. And this becomes the second set of reishes, if you will, about which our maimer speaks. Then comes the third. The third is sif dalet and hay. And here, Taka, the order is in the order that we are speaking. He brings an emdim lehispalal al mitech keved resh. That before a yid davens, you have to have keved resh. And he says, what's keved resh? You bring the teref from the mezitcher magad. Keved resh means the keved resh to shechina. That before you daven, you have to think about the rachmonis, the bitterness, but not the bitterness and the rachmonis on yourself, the bitterness and the rachmonis on the shechina. Chacha, feel it's true that we ourselves find ourselves in difficult situations. And forget, Pshutei shel tefillah b'kosh estracha, which ask Hashem for our needs, says the Mezitcher Magid, that the Mishnah is saying, instead of thinking about your own needs, think about the Shechinah's Tzar, Kalani Mireishi, Kalani Mizrei, the Rebbe connects it to tefillin. Instead of thinking about your needs, think about the needs of the Shechinah. The Chesreinus, Kevid Reish. Kevid Reish means the Chesreinus that exists in Shechinah. And of course, the point is that if and when we will be Mamale, the Chesreinus of Shechinah, our Chesreinus will become Mamula automatic. Correct? So the first Taich in Eindim Lespal Elimitech Kevid Reish. Kevid Reish means your own Chesreinus. I'm sorry, the Chesreinus of the Shechinah. And the Chesreinus of the Shechinah are the source of everybody's Chesreinus. And if we could repair the Chesreinus of the Shechinah, everybody else's Chesreinus are going to be repaired in as a result. And he brings us a classic idea. He says, yeah, where do all the tzaddis start from? Father Tchon, all the tzaddis, Tzimtzum Rishon. By the way, for the record, when the Eibishter made Tzimtzum Rishon, you couldn't blame it anybody but the Eibishter. There was no other Manchava, there was no Samach Mem, there was no nobody. Tzimtzum Rishon is the Eibishter Aleh. Tzimtzum Rishon is a source of Vestach, Oshir Zakelim of Teyu, and the Tamei Tznakitam Pirye, and the other Machavas Chatei Tzadas, and Chatei Egel. Tzimtzum Rishon started all the trouble. What is Tzimtzum Rishon? Says the Rebbe, Tzimtzum Rishon is Chesaron. That originally there was Mamale Kol Mokom Achol. There was an Eid Ein Sof that filled off all the empty space. Tzimtzum Rishon means the Eibish that Kvayachal created the Chesed. So the Rebbe does a little philosophy with us. And he says, since Tzimtzum Rishon means that the Eibish that made the Chesed and is a Raya, that the Eid Ein Sof, as it existed prior to Tzimtzum Rishon, was subject to a Chesed. In other words, the fact that the Eibish that Kvayachal was able to make a Tzimtzum Rishon, which means to make a Chesed and an Eid Ein Sof, Lagavi Makom Achol, is right that the nature of the Oyer allowed itself to be Chesed. Now, we have a Kavonah, Meil Zed Rebbe, since Tzimtzum Rishon is a Chesed. But when you say Tzimtzum Rishon is a Chesed, it's not just the Chesed itself that you have to address. The Efshorius of the Chesed, the fact that the Chesed could have occurred, but Meil, when you want to be Mesakin the Chesed, it's not enough to bring back the same Oyer. Because if you want to be misakin the chesaron of Tzimtzum Rishon by bringing back the same merit, what's going to happen? It's again going to be an area that could be chesed. So even if you're going to be a malay mekayma, it's going to be a malay mekayma with such an area that is subject to chesaron. Calls the man the area that is subject to chesaron. It's an inyan of chesaron. Ubemela says the Rebbe, you have to bring into the makam achol such an area which can never be removed again. an Eir which is not Shaychas to Chasarim. And he calls it Eir HaSevev Ulamayla Yeser. And I think we should focus more on the Ulamayla Yeser than on the Eir HaSevev. Such a concept in Getlachkeit has to be Malim Makam HaCholol, the kind of Miloy that it's not on the Pshat that the Chasarim has been replaced, but the possibility of Chasarim has been replaced. So, when Weirson thinks about the chesrein as kviyachal in the shechina, he should begin with the first chesed in the shechina, which is tzimtzum rishon. We have an avoda to reverse the tzimtzum rishon, and if and when we successfully reverse tzimtzum rishon, not by bringing back the seved, but by bringing back a which has no shaychas to chesed, then our chesreinus will automatically be filled because now we're not just being mamali a chesed, technically we're being mamali a chesed absolutely. There can't be a chesed anymore, and that's the pshat in the pasuk v'yanicheu baganeden liavdul shamra. He says v'yanicheu means nachas ruach. Maybe to put us in Gan Eden, love the Lashamra, what's our avoida? Not stamp to bring back the air, which is Malim Makam Acholo, but to bring air into Makam Acholo in such a oifen that there can't be a chasarin anymore. And here Ritaka mentions Teira Mitzvahs, but he also mentions something else. And what is that? This is a Maimer Amuzgir, Legabi the Klaus Hashir, Klaus Maimer, in Eden Lispal Alimitech Simcha. Because Simcha is Gilu. And if a year to his avoid of Teira Mitzvahs and Tefillah, it's going to be not stam as they be mal in the chesaron of tzimtzum rishon, but mal the chesaron of tzimtzum rishon on such a level, on such a madrege, that it's not subject to chesaron anymore. You need to have a kerech for gilui, and the kerech for gilui comes in a simcha. So I named him lispal el mitech kevid resh in pirushe harishayna in the first pshat. Kevid resh means the resh of cheshchina. Just like the first pshat in a chacham eino bereshe means kiman the shari resh, which is the cheshchina. And Regula Reish, the fact that in Geula, the Shechina goes out. So now you have the first pshat, Kevid Reish, the heaviness of the head, of the Chesaron of the Shechina, so Tzimtzum Reish. Azei Shteitem is it your market. But then it brings Alter Rebbe. Alter Rebbe says that Kevid Reish goes on the Shomis Yisrael. The role in Shomis Yisrael have two names, Yankiv and Yisrael. So Yankiv is not discussed here. The only name that's discussed here is Yisrael, which is the Shema Maila. Right? And he explains, all creations come from Dibur, Neshamas Yisrael come from Machshava, and that stem from Machshava, they come from the highest Madrega of Machshava, and aim them lispal Ela mitech kevid resh. Contemplate the heaviness that affects resh. Contemplates the heaviness that affects the Madrega of the Neshama that is called resh. Or to say it alternatively, be memale the chsaren that exists in the madrega of the neshama, which is called resh. How are you memale the chsaren, the madrega of the neshama that's called resh? So first he tells us a pashat of art, and then he tells us two complicated verter. First he tells us a nice vort, which is the haskala aligned with the maimer. And then he brings us two complicated vent, in other words, the avoida, the struggle, the difficulty of this maimer. He says, what's the pshat? If you're going to say the resh goes on the neshama, the highest madrega is the neshama. Your neshama has a kevid, has a heaviness. And you have to alleviate the heaviness of the neshama. How are you going to alleviate the heaviness of the neshama? It's a pashtazach. Shema Yisrael. Or you should do his bananas. What should Yidin's bananas be that have ayelakein? In simple words, a yid and the Eibish have a special connection. And he explains. Havaya echad is velt. Havaya echad is the pshat. It could be hepech ha'achtos. And you have to bavar and herzachai and the Eibish is the only balabas. This is dibur, as eruf terz ha'maimin. But Shema Yisrael, what do the yid have to know? Havaya lekeinu. That the madreg of Havaya, which is ho'yoyv yechach ma'alam and usman, is a lekeinu l'kash alonu. Which is exactly the same word we had in the maimin before. Ha'yishav is bagan. Hashem Elekeinu, Elekeinu is not Elekim, it's not a tzimtzum. He says, so what is the way to resolve the Kevid Reish? The way to resolve the Kevid Reish is Shema Yisrael Havaya Elekeinu. Forget Havaya Echad. Havaya Echad is down there for the low people. Me is on Shema Yisrael Havaya Elekeinu. Havaya, which is Hoya Hoya here, the infinity of God is Elekeinu, my Keich, my Chayes. When I will be misbeinen in this, what's going to happen? V'yahafta. What's going to be v'yahafta? You will for sure love the Eibsht. You will for sure love the Eibsht. First of the Kasha, how could you be so sure? How could you be so sure? I've just initially bought the Eibsht. And the Teretz says, it's your Teva. Your Reish. The neshama of a yid naturally loves the Mebishin. A yid is because of ben lakadosh baruch. And because we're the Mebishin's children, and we have an innate, we have an inherent, we have an inner, natural love for the Mebishin, the Shema Yisrael of Ayelakenu is guaranteed to bring about for Yahavta. In other words, since we're talking about his bonenus of Yisrael, of the Hayim Adregis of the Neshama, which is a Ben Lakadosh Baruch Hu, that natural of the Eibishter, there is no question that the Shema Yisrael of Ayelakenu are going to result in the Yahavta. You will for sure love God. So this part of the Maimir is Haskalah. Beautiful, very nice, very symmetrical. You have three Roshs, and each Rosh is double, correct? And if the Maimur would end here, it would be very nice and very useless. Or to say alternatively, the Maimur would be nice, very wonderful, but we would have the useful, right? You have the Chochmeinu B'Roshe, Roshe Shechina, Roshe Din Neshama. The Gula Al Roshe, Roshe of Shechina, Roshe Din Neshama. Kevid Reish, Kevid Reish of Shechina, and Kevid Reish of the Neshama. How are you masakin the Kevid Reish of the Shechina through Teira Mitzvahs B'Simcha? How are you masakin the Kevid Reish of the Neshama through his bondanus? Fatik. Says the Rebbe, it's not so simple. It's not so simple at all. And he brings 2 points. The second Perek of paragraph of Sif Vehei, and then Sivov. He says, Hezachain, how is it supposed to be? I'm going to sit down, and I'm going to do his bondanus, Shema Yisrael. And what am I mizbein in Avaya Lekeinu? Me and God have a very special connection because Ichim Duch Yisrael in Klinik Aitereish. And the Yahavta is guaranteed. He said, oh, but it's not so simple. It doesn't work out that way. Favos, Amo Timtum Amoyech. Bas Mein Timtum Amoyech. He says, Avinesi Ovru Roishi. He brings the pasuk, Avinesi Ovru Roishi. He says, Avinesi Ovru Roishi. Roishi is the Madrega de Neshama, which is untouchable. Correct? Roish is the premise of the neshama. The level of the neshama is untouchable. Avinasechu avru roish doesn't mean that the sins have corrupted the roish, but they have corrupted the viahafta. They have corrupted the guarantee that if I'm going to do Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu, I will automatically have my neshama loves God and I don't. Why? Timtum amayach means I can't learn and I cannot think. So he says timtum amayach means ene margesh es inyan elaki. You don't feel it in your brain. He says, but then you can have something called Timtum Alev. What's Timtum Alev? Timtum Alev means in your brain, Margesh B'moich is in your key, but you have Timtum Alev, it doesn't affect your midas. So it may taka be true that I named him Mispal Lal Meteich Kevid Reish, to try to resolve the Kvedis of the Reish of the Neshama through his Bonanus. But sometimes, if you are simply going to do his Bonanus, you're simply going to involve in meditation, to resolve the Kevid Reish of the Neshama, nothing is going to happen. Nothing is going to happen because you have all kinds of distractions. He says, you don't have to have Dafka Vedas. You have Dafka Vedas. He says, Taivat Heter will do just fine, he says. Taivat Heter will provide sufficient Avinese Ovru Reish. And again, the Reish of the Neshama is uncontaminable. You cannot touch it. But the Reish of the Neshama can at least be compromised that it can't reveal itself in the person. And therefore you got a problem. And there's no nice answer to this. Right? For this you need to have grit. Elbow grease, as one of my old friends used to call it. And that's what he gave him his problem. He says, Meridus, bitterkeit. Achnova shiflas. In other words, before we said the name of his problem, Meteich Kevid Reish of the Shechina through Teda Mitzvahs. Kevid Reish of the Neshama through his bondanus. But what happens if Teda Mitzvahs don't work? If this bondanus don't work, then you got to go back to the drawing board and fight it out. Kevid Reish, the Mulchama. The Mulchama that a person has to have with himself, the bitterness a person has to have with himself, in order to remove the Avenesai Ovru Roishi, the fact that around the Roish, around the level of the Neshama, which is untouchable, there's a Helam Vehester, which doesn't allow it to be revealed. And you have to crack, you have to smash that Helam Vehester and allow the Neshama to emerge, allow the Neshama to be revealed. And then, of course, he immediately adds, "In endem lespalel, elamitech simcha." In other words, you have the kevid reish, which is a bitterness, which is a self-directed anger and frustration at the pain of the timtum alev and the timtum amoyach, which don't allow me to resolve the kevid reish of my neshama simply through Shema Yisrael Avayel Akeinu V'Yahavta. I've got to fight it out. But along with fighting it out, you also have to have simcha. And when a yid finds obstacles to his own kavod reish, in other words, when this bodenus hashmaya yisol hashem elokeinu v'yahavta doesn't work alone, has to fight it out, he has ma'al satshuva. He's fighting against klipi of ma'al satshuva. Oh, good question. So his answer is that the medir is by tikkun chatzos, and after tikkun chatzos you learn teda b'simcha lishteidah in ma'amin on top of page tzadik ches. He says, so just like we spoke kavod reish of the shechina, the chesaron shel ma'ilo is resolved through teda and mitzvahs with simcha. Similarly, the kavod reish of the neshama, my inability to reveal the natural love my neshama has to the Yebishter, because of halomis vestadim, of taivis, and other avedis, when I crack it through, I have the malsachu. So that's the first, so to speak, asymmetrical aspect of this ma'amir. In other words, it's supposed to be very simple. The answer to the cave in the Rosh is Teda and Mitzvah. The answer to the cave in the Rosh is Bananas. But when there's a Kovit Kovit Rosh, a Kovit Kovit Rosh, a Shredder Shredder Cup, when there's a Lomas Vestatum, you have to fight it out. But then he goes on to another Madreg. He says, and I'm going to now use my own words. A Filuim Timtza Leimar. That you don't have Kovit Rosh. In other words, a filum tintalem, you don't have the tintam amoyach and tintam alev, which affect that your hisbonner is not going to bring tavas Hashem, yiras Hashem. But there's another issue. What is the other issue? The other issue is that it is incumbent upon us to engage a yetzer hara. In other words, let's say you don't have the problem of peit tzadik zayin. Let's say you don't have avedis, you don't have tavas head, you don't have avedis, you say ovru roishi. And therefore, you don't need kevid rei shechnoa v'shifas meridus to crack the alamas vestadim between me and my mind arousing in my heart. But there's another issue. And the other issue is, it says in the Torah, v'havta tzavah l'kecha b'chol v'avacha, and it states in Mishnah b'shnei yetzerech, you've got to engage the yetzerech, or the nefesh ha-bahamas. Since you have to engage the yetzerech and the nefesh ha-bahamas, so again, I'm assuming, even if you don't have the Halomis Vestatum described at the end of Sifhei, but you stop, you're using his bonus. You cannot simply do his bonus of the Nefesh HaLekis Hashem HaLekeinu V'yahavta, because the Eivishter gave you a tzivui of B'chol HaVavacha B'shnei Tzedech. In other words, some people need to deal with the Halomis Vestatum of Klipa. You have the lowest state of a klipa, you have no choice, you must employ meridos and achnav v'shiflos to break that situation. But even if you're such a person that doesn't have that issue, alachas kam v'kam, if you are, there's another aspect. And the other aspect is that it says in the Torah of hafta shem l'kecha b'chol l'vavacha with the Yetzirah as well. So shma yisol hashem l'kein of yahafta, even if it's going to work, even if I'm going to be mizboinit that avayis kechein v'cha yaseinu, and automatically love the Eibish because it's the teva of my neshama, how am I going to elevate the Yetzirah? And if I'm going to elevate the Yetzirah, I got to get into the trenches no matter what. In other words, everybody needs to have this fight. Certainly the person who has Aveinesei Avirureshi, that we described in the end of Sif 8, but even a person who doesn't have Aveinesei Avirureshi, it's complicated. Because if you simply do Shema Yisrael Avayel HaKen, if you're after, you're ignoring the Nefesh HaBahamis, and you're not being Mekayim Detziva, you're after the Shem HaLakecha B'Shnei Yetzirah. And the Rebbe offers an interesting idea. He brings the pasuk. We find in Chumash Bereishis it says Vayitzer, Vayitzer, Vayitzer. Avayel Lekim, the Eibishter created Adam and Chava with two yuds. And there's two days in the Gemara. What's the pshat in these two yuds? One day in this Gemara that goes in Adam and Chava, Dupatzuvim Nivru. Adam and Chava created two complete people, Siamese twins attached to spine. Ochar be ochar, not to be separate, they can have a yichud ponim upon it. And the second title, you say, v'yitzah, v'ayelakim, as a yitzah tev and the yitzah rara. So the Rebbe says, a very interesting situation. He says, let's compare the two pshatim and the v'yitzah. What do we know about the first pshatim v'yitzah? The first pshatim v'yitzah means that the Eibish to create other machavad yupatzufim, back to back attached to the spine. So what happened? The Eibish to brought them together. But how did he bring them together? First, he totally separated them. And then there could be a yichud upon him. Says the Rebbe, when a person wants to do the Aveda of the Haf, that's a Vailakecha B'cholavavacha. You should know that there's a Seder. And the beginning of that Seder is you have to separate Yestev Mitzra Hara. You can't simply say, okay, we'll make a Fabrengen, we'll invite everybody together, and we'll make it work. Nein. You need to separate the Yetzer Hara. Because the way the Yetzer Hara and the Yetzer Hara are designed by the Eibish, that they're Ocher Bocher, they're back to back. And the Rebbe says in Yiddish, Der Shlapta here, or Der Shlapta here. They're pulling in different directions. So in the Avoida, the first thing you have to do is separate the Yetzer Hara, which is called in Kabbalah and the Nesira. Nesira means to separate. So when you separate a man from a woman, they're further away. But by separating a man from a woman, they're now further away, but they can get closer together than they could have possibly been before. You're separating Yetzteif from Yetzer Hara, Nevishkis, Nevisha Bahamis, so that when they're going to rejoin, they'll be closer together than they could have ever been otherwise. So how do you separate Yetzteif from Yetzer Hara? You attack the Yetzer Hara, number one. In other words, don't do it in one shot. You got to break up the program into a number of steps. Which means to say that even if you don't have Avinese Avru Reishi, which requires Kevid Reish, Yechnov, Shifas, Amiris, and all the rest, but you simply want to do the Aved of Yahafta, Bishne Yitzerecha, Beyesev Yitzera, number one, you got to take on the Yitzera. Separate them. Take them out. And when you separate Yitzera, you divide Yitzera into two parts. The Tzira Rashabei, three lines from the bottom, and Keecha Mesaveh Shabbat, which is the last line of the bottom. What's the difference? The Tzir Rashabbat has to be destroyed. The particular temptation, the particular lust, the particular interest has to be destroyed. But the power for urge, the Keecha Mesaveh, to the contrary, it has a great advantage over Rav Tzur B'Keech Sheh. So everybody's got to deal with Klipa, with difficulty. Even the best of us. And in dealing with Klipa, they cannot do it all in one swing, in one shot. You got to deal with the Yetzer Hara. How do you deal with the Yetzer Hara? How do you deal with Nefesh HaBahamis? Identify him alone and notice what his tzir is. What is his lust? What is his taiva? This you got to kill. In other words, the thing that you like most, you got to completely destroy. The Nochav and the Keech HaMetaveh, the passion, the possibility of want and desire. This can be transformed, and if it, when it's transformed, then you have the maila of v'rav tuas b'keech sheh. And the Rebbe has a very interesting derher, interesting pshat, that the koyach to be mahapech the nefesh abahamis to the Eibishter has to do with the koyach that comes from Teir. He brings the pasuk, ochar v'kedem tzatone v'toshes alaika pecha. Kedem goes on the nefesh alikis that was created before the creation. Ochar goes on the nefesh abahamis which created after the creation. And Kapecha goes on the Teira. He brings a postik, but a shtickle pilpul, sitting here, the Piratami says, Teira has the keach to, first of all, separate Nefesh HaKis from Nefesh HaBahamis. Second of all, kill the tzir of the Nefesh HaBahamis and retrieve the keach HaMetav of Nefesh HaBahamis and reunite it with the Nefesh HaKis so that if you have to, Bishnei Yitzirach. So everybody's got to fight. Everybody has to fight. In other words, even those who are holding in the Madrega of Reish, Shema Yisrael Li Reish Havaya Lekenu, I have a special connection to Mebishn. But you have to, my love for God is for sure. We've got to struggle with Bishnei Yitzerecha. And the struggle, the Bishnei Yitzerecha means you've got to deal with Yitzerecha. Only Teira has that kech. Farvos. What's special about Teira? He says, Teira's taka very holy. But Teira, the Shaykh is Medvelt. What is Octave? Keach HaTeira. Fatah just like a pecha. Can help you first. Separate the Yetzer Teif and the Yetzer Hara. Destroy what is evil in the Yetzer Hara. Retrieve what is good in the Yetzer Hara. And incorporate it and give advantage of the Yetzer Teif consequently with the Keech HaTeira. Because Teira deals with the world. Because in the Teira you have not only Aseres HaDibres, in the Teira you have also Asar HaMamoris. And because the Teira has Asar HaMamoris, this Teira has the Shaykhis Mitzvot. Teira has the connection to the world. And the connection that Teira has with the world gives a Keech to descend into the world, retrieve whatever is good within the world and incorporate it into the Avedas Hashem. And of course he mentions that he did Tzerech Aliyah, the Neshama by itself is perfect, the Neshama comes through Tzerech Aliyah, Lishtaba B'Gufa D'Malka, which is by the way very relevant to what we were learning in the morning. And this of course is accomplished with the Bidur of the Nefesh HaBahamis. But what's important is that Teira gives the Keach. Teira gives the Keach to be able to separate Nefesh HaBahamis and Nefesh HaLakis kill the tzur of Nefesh HaBahamis, retrieve the keich ha-metav of Nefesh HaBahamis, incorporate in the way of Nefesh HaLakis, and then you have both mailas, right? So the key word is the word Roish. That's whole mailas about Roish. Roish goes on Neshama. And we're now discovering that when this Roish, this Neshama, comes into this world, so it may be true that the Neshama, the Roish by itself is perfect, needs no repair, nothing to be corrected. But he has a shlichas in this world. And the shlichas in this world is Yirida Tzeirech Aliyah. How? How is the Reish of the Neshama with all of its loftiness and exaltedness going to achieve Yirida Tzeirech Aliyah? But if you have to b'shnei Yitzeirech, you have to gaze in Nefesh HaBahamis. Says Rebbe, and thus the ganze meisim et machtes Hashem. Nosei es Reish. Reish goes in the Neshama. Nosei kisisa es Reish b'nei Yisrael. Yeah? Yidin did Averis. You have to be mesak in the Reish. In other words, do you want to allow the neshama, not say it's Reish, that the neshama, that the Nefesh HaLakis should be able to shine begili in the goof? So you've got to deal with Nefesh HaBahamis first. And that's such machtas HaShekel. Machtas HaShekel means you want to deal with the behema. But you mention at the same time, Esrim Geira HaShekel, machtas HaShekel, Esrim Geira, Esrim Geira is 20. What's 20? Aseres HaDibris and Asadim HaMaris. Nefesh HaLakis and Nefesh HaBahamis, because they go together. The whole idea of Machtas HaShekel is Mevad Nefesh HaBahamis. But the whole idea of Machtas HaShekel is Mevad Nefesh HaBahamis in the context of the Nefesh HaLakis, but you separate Nefesh HaLakis and Nefesh HaBahamis. In other words, Machtas HaShekel is Dafke Machtas. Why not HaShekel HaSholem? It's the same thing like a person who wants to deal with Nefesh HaLakis and Nefesh HaBahamis without Nesida, without Gedim Masif and Vadesh. You have to separate. You have to deal with Nefesh HaBahamis alone. And that's the pshat, Machtas HaShekel. So, Ein Hochinami, the Machtas HaShekel is a part of Esrim Geira. And Esrim Geira goes on the Teira, because Teira includes Sai, Aseres HaDibris. And Sai, Aseres HaMamoris. And therefore, the Keich Mevarad Nefesh HaBahamis, but the Aveda is Machtas HaShekel. You want to be Mevarad in Nefesh HaBahamis. The Vosh Teit in Pasuk. Ki Sisa Esreish. But the beginning of Ki Sisa If I may interpret it, you want to reveal the neshama in the person. Just like Shema Yisrael. You want to be Magala, the Yisrael, the neshama in the person. How are you going to do it through this Bonner Savaya Lekedim, which is Rita Viyahafta? But you want to do Kisis Esresh in the context of the Nefesh HaBahamis, and particularly in the context of Avedis, Chate Egel, Chate Tzadas, and so forth. So the Eitzah is, Nosek, Kisis HaSreish, V'Nosnu is Keisha Nafshei. You have to have a Kapora. Kapora for Nafshei means you have to be Mevared, the Nefesh HaBahamis. What is the Kapora? Machtas HaShekel. That there is such a thing called Esrim Geira HaShekel. A whole Shekel of outside Nefesh HaLakis and Nefesh HaBahamis. You want to separate Nefesh HaLakis and Nefesh HaBahamis and deal with the Machtas HaShekel of Nefesh HaBahamis alone with the Koyach of Torah. What is special about Torah? Torah on the one hand is totally removed from the world. Torah on the other hand has the Shaykhah with the Nefesh HaBahamis and with the Keich HaTorah. What's the end of the Pasuk? Machtas HaShekel, Truma Havayah. Teaches the Rebbe that when a person does this correctly, see, in other words, if you had to squeeze this out, you would say like this. This Maimon is saying Machtas HaShekel is Dafka. If you give a whole Shekel, it's no good. Because giving a whole shekel means you're giving Nefesh HaLakis to Nefesh HaBahamis. You're never identifying the Nefesh HaBahamis. You've got a separate Machtas HaShekel. And only when the Machtas HaShekel is at Kefir Nafshe. What is the schar for separating Nefesh HaLakis to Nefesh HaBahamis? And giving only Eser Geira, not Eserim Geira. Only Oilam, not Aseres HaDibris. Only Machtas HaShekel to Nefesh HaBahamis. Machtas HaShekel, Truma Lavaya, says that after you separate Nefesh HaLakis to Nefesh HaBahamis, and you have a Vard Nefesh HaBahamis as prescribed earlier in the Maimir, the Nefesh HaLakis has an Aliyah. Machtas HaShekel, the other Machtas HaShekel, which goes on the Neshama, Truva Lavaya has an Aliyah. And that's why it says twice, Machtas HaShekel. Right? Kisisos Reish, you want to be Magal in the Neshama. Davon wissen der Reish des Achis, Nosen des Kefer Nafshen, Vard Nefesh HaBahamis. And Zeh Yitnu, Machtas HaShekel. Machtas HaShekel means only the Nefesh HaBahamis. And even though Esrim Geira HaShekel, that 20 Geira makes up a whole shekel. In other words, Nefesh HaLakis and Nefesh HaBahamis are together, you're going to separate and be Mevad Nefesh HaBahamis alone. And then this Chayr is going to be Machtas HaShekel to Malavaya, that the other Machtas HaShekel, which goes on the Neshama, are going to have an Aliyah. In other words, the Rosh, which is by itself so wonderful, is not only revealed after you get the Kevod Reish out of the way, after you mevadeh nefesh habahamis. The Rosh has an aliyah by doing this exercise of machatzis. Deal with the behemah alone. Go ahead. It is nishmas b'lachayda, yeah? She doesn't explain it. I mean, perhaps machza shekel b'shekel l'kedesh means that the machza shekel b'shekel b'hametz, which has a shaykhis to the teda, but I don't know. He asks the question and he doesn't give the answer. You know?
And in Mamash last days, it says that through your Mbara Nefesh b'hametz, and you have a liyan of lukis,
okay. Okay.